June is always a whole lot of fun here on the precipice of America's suicidal dive into oblivion, what with it being Pride Month and all. And by pride, we definitely mean the worst kind. The kind that takes root in men and women and, if left unaddressed, metastasizes to the point that they imagine themselves capable of ignoring God and defining their own reality. They think that's what freedom and liberty means. The freedom and liberty to do whatever you want and believe whatever you want, all of which presupposes that there is no God. And certainly not a God who literally created, owns, defines, and sustains everything in his creation. Which is another way of saying the God who inspired the freedom and liberty-loving people who came over to start this American experiment in the first place. They believed in a very specific individual God. And they believe that he was the literal and personal author, definer, and sustainer of liberty, freedom, and every other good thing in his creation. That was why they believed that the key to finding things like lasting peace, prosperity, and happiness in his creation was to honor him as Lord and obey him as such in practice in every area of life. All of this sounds completely crazy now, of course, which is why the explicitly anti-Christian American empire is circling the drain and about to head to the bottom in a suicidal frenzy of self-affirmation and anti-Christian rage. Which is kind of two sides of the same coin. There are two ways of saying the same thing. But as God uses this pride-drenched culture to demonstrate yet again the unbreakable nature of his law in all of his creation, there is a great silver lining to be seen if we will only look. Contrary to popular fiction and corporate media propaganda these days, the big gay march currently blowing through the culture does not end with a big win for Team LGBTQRSTD. Not by a long shot. Instead, it ends with the death of the culture they're trying to conquer as a result of the pride-fueled anti-Christian rage at the heart of their movement. In other words, Psalm 2 is no joke. Please look it up, read it, and realize it applies completely to America and every other nation or culture in God's creation. So for those on the right side of this story, the real opportunity that is coming, and maybe quicker than you think, is the opportunity to rebuild something good, something truly good, on the other side of the collapse of a pride-fueled anti-Christian American empire. If you appreciate this perspective and would like a daily dose of informed optimism, please subscribe to the channel, share this video, and connect with me at hellraiserreport.com.